Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org.
On the 1st of December 2002, a national weekend of action saw people rally around Australia against the impending second invasion of Iraq. Up to 10,000 gathered in Melbourne and Sydney, with thousands more in cities and towns across Australia, including Adelaide, Canberra, Darwin, Taree, Brisbane, Launceston, Ipswich, Alice Springs, Perth, and Hobart.
On the 1st of December, but in Western Australia in 1984, the Cockburn Sound Women's Peace Camp was held for 2 weeks at Point Perrin, near the HMAS Stirling Naval Base. Situated on Garden Island, roughly 40 kilometres from Fremantle, the base had hosted 140 visits from potentially nuclear-powered and armed US warships since 1981, making it a nuclear target and posing radioactive hazards. 400 women travelled from across Australia to join another 600 at protests at the site against militarism and gendered violence, and for nuclear disarmament and Aboriginal sovereignty.
On the 1st of December 1972, 200 people demonstrated in Melbourne against the psychiatric repression of gays and lesbians.
On December the 2nd, 1916, 12 members of the Industrial Workers of the World were sentenced to between 5 and 15 years in jail on conspiracy and sedition charges. These related to their opposition to war and conscription, as well as their promotion of revolutionary industrial unionism.
In the early hours of the morning, on the 3rd of December 1854, troopers and police stormed Ballarat's Eureka Stockade, killing 22 miners and injuring many more. 13 of the rebels subsequently faced court on charges of high treason, but widespread public support saw all of them acquitted.
On the 3rd of December 2011, thousands of protesters in Sydney marched on the ALP National Conference to demand marriage equality for same-sex couples.
On December the 6th, 1966, Sydney gravediggers went on strike after one of their number was forced to return to work despite being chronically ill.
As part of events capping off International Women's Year, hundreds marched through Sydney on the 6th of December 1975, joining a National Day of Action to demand the repeal of all abortion laws, access to freely available and safe contraceptives, and an end to forced sterilisation.
On the 6th of December 1980, Santa Claus and others were arrested at a demonstration in Perth for defying Western Australia's 54B anti-protest laws. These made it an offence to convene public meetings of more than three people without police permission.
On the 7th of December 2001, sweat-free Santa and a crew of helpers unsuccessfully searched Melbourne department store David Jones for clothes bearing Fair Wear's No Sweat label, a union-backed guarantee that items had been produced by workers paid award wages under fair working conditions. After discussing their unfruitful hunt with retail workers and shoppers, the group then assembled outside the store to sing sweat-free carols to further highlight the exploitation of outworkers.
On the 7th of December 1973, high school students at Sunshine Technical School went on strike, demanding an end to chronic overcrowding.
On the 8th of December 1994, workers at the Adelaide Advertiser struck after News Limited refused to renew unionists' contracts.
Four members of Christians Against All Terrorism were arrested on December 9, 2005, after they entered the US-run Pine Gap spy base to hang protest banners and carry out a citizen's inspection in regards to the installation's involvement in violent activities. Despite receiving permission from the traditional owners of the land, they were all charged with trespass and damaging government property and served up to 2 weeks in jail after refusing to pay their fines.
During December 1979, anti-nuclear activists carried out a number of protests against plans by the South Australian government and European firm Urenco Centec to build a uranium enrichment plant. This was to be situated near either Adelaide, Whyalla, or Port Pirie. Protesters primarily opposed any widening of the state's involvement in the nuclear cycle on safety grounds, but also drew attention to the secretive nature of negotiations, Urenco's history of accidents at its British wind-scale nuclear plant, and the company's ties to military dictatorships. A cocktail party thrown by Urenco for government and business representatives was picketed on the 9th of December, and a demonstration held in the city the following day.
On December the 10th, 1964, the Queensland government declared a state of emergency in an attempt to end the Mount Isa mines dispute. A wildcat strike led by rank-and-file unionists over wages and insanitary living and working conditions had begun in July of the same year and would last until April 1965.
Hundreds rallied outside Victorian Parliament on the 10th of December 2013 against plans to allocate up to 13 billion tonnes of brown coal for mining and export from the Latrobe Valley and Gippsland.
On the 10th of December, but in 1909, carpenters working on a new plant at the De Bavay Company's North Mine in Broken Hill walked off the job after three of their number were sacked for disobeying orders regarding when they could prepare and drink hot tea. Following the strike, the trio were quickly rehired and the matter of breaks resolved in the unionists' favour.
An Aboriginal deputation from Maloga Mission visited the New South Wales Premier on the 11th of December 1890 to demand land and independence.
On December 14th, 1982, protesters began blockading clearing and construction work in southwest Tasmania in what would be a successful bid to protect the Franklin River from being dammed.
On December the 15th, 1882, the first official trade union for women, the Tailoresses Union, was formed in Melbourne.
On the 16th of December 1929, coal miner Norman Brown was shot dead by police during picketing at the Rothbury Colliery. The industrial dispute had begun with employers cutting wages by 12.5% before locking out their workforce and bringing in strike breakers.
On December the 16th, 1938, members of the Australian Aboriginal League marched to the German consulate in Melbourne to deliver a petition condemning the, quote, cruel persecution of the Jewish people by the Nazi government.
On the 18th of December 1906, Victorian Socialist Party leader Tom Mann addressed a huge public meeting in Melbourne after serving 5 weeks in prison for defying attempts by the Prahran City Council and police to quash free speech. Having been denied permits, the socialists continued to hold street meetings, with the result that more than 20 members were fined or imprisoned.
After a refugee protested his handcuffing and involuntary removal from Australia, 7 passengers aboard an Air China plane refused to take their seats on the 19th of December 2014. This action at Sydney Airport forced immigration officials to abandon the deportation process.
Despite heavy censorship and a government crackdown on protest, Australians voted in a second conscription referendum on the 20th of December 1917 to reject Prime Minister Billy Hughes' proposal to introduce enforced military service.
As part of a wave of squatting aimed at alleviating the post-war housing crisis, 15 adults and 20 children began occupying disused American Army huts in Brisbane's Victoria Park on December the 20th, 1946.
A long campaign for suffrage culminated on December the 21st, 1894, when South Australian women became the first in Australia to win the right to vote in state elections.
On December the 21st, 1934, teachers in Perth refused to prepare children for a military drill display to be held for the visiting Duke of Gloucester. This was one of the many industrial bans they placed that year in pursuit of better working conditions.
On the 22nd of December 1846, the Anti-Transportation Committee was formed in Sydney to agitate for an end to the convict system.
3 members of Sydney's Women for Survival group were arrested on the 23rd of December 1983 while painting an anti-war slogan on the side of the UK warship The Invincible.
Convicts transported to Australia to perform unpaid labour for the colonial government, business people and landowners regularly attempted to improve their lot via various forms of work resistance. These range from carrying out tasks poorly, through to losing tools and walking off the job. Disputes often occurred over the denial of public holidays. In 1830, 12 convicts at Stone Quarry refused to work on Christmas Day and were flogged for their efforts. In 1836, 5 convicts employed by Magistrate Benjamin Berthon similarly refused to carry out work on Christmas Day, but only received a reprimand.
On the 27th of December 1950, more than 200 Aboriginal workers in Darwin struck for a living wage.
On the 28th of December 1941, musicals in Sydney and Melbourne were forced to carry on minus dancers and chorus singers due to strikes carried out by members of Actors' Equity over poor pay and conditions.
On the 28th of December 1968, a conference bringing together members of Students for a Democratic Society from across Australia was held in Melbourne. During it, the draft resistance movement launched a national Don't Register campaign against conscription.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.